He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. It's the midweek edition of the Best Stocks Now show with the professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, and CFA, Barry Kite.
Good morning, Bill. How's everything going?
Good. On the other line, we had new highs across the board yesterday on the NASDAQ, the Dow, the S&P 500, and I think probably the market is pulling back today. Going to wait and see what the Fed has to say. And right now, the Dow's down an even 100 to 35,950. But yesterday, it closed above 36,000 for the first time in its history. 36,000. The NASDAQ is also down a little bit right now. Let's see, where did my NASDAQ ticker go? The NASDAQ, come around. S&P's down, so NASDAQ's down 10. 15,639. It hit a new all-time high yesterday. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the market right now, which we'll be talking about here today. Meanwhile, over at the S&P 500, down 7 points to 4,624 after hitting a new all-time high yesterday. The small caps, they're the best of all today. They're up 0.3%. The oil stocks selling off today. Oil's down $2.11 per barrel today, 81.80. Gold's down $22 per ounce today, 17.67. Silver down 40 cents. The 10-year is pretty quiet recently, 1.55. Yet the financials continue to move like they're expecting higher interest rates, and tech continues to move like it's not expecting higher interest rates. Bitcoin's down 1,700 to 61,782. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and a chartered financial analyst Barry Kite. Barry, yesterday, new highs. Dow, 36,053 yesterday. That's an all-time high. The S&P, 4,630 yesterday, an all-time high. And the NASDAQ, 15,650 yesterday, an all-time high. Three new all-time highs. I have to credit the earnings season, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that, like you said, stocks follow earnings, and you know, I mean, it's been a still remains a blowout quarter for earnings. Of course, I think the deep breath, like you said, hit it. Waiting for the Fed's decision today, so probably a bit of a pause. And I thought, you know, talking about the Dow at 36,000, I think last night towards the end of the game, and congratulations to our Atlanta Braves fans and listeners, but the I think the Dow was around 4,500 in 95. I think the last time the Braves won the World Series. So Dow's came a long way. The entire equity markets have came a long way since then. So.
And the symbol for the Atlanta Braves, BATRIA, BATRA. You probably didn't know that the Atlanta Braves were a publicly traded company. Liberty Media, Series A, and the company also owns Formula One, Sirius XM, and the Atlanta Braves, BATRA, and also the Toronto Blue Jays are a publicly traded team. RCI is their symbol. So, yeah, there's a handful.
Fun
you know,
fact.
Madison Square Garden. And
I knew Madison Square Garden. The Packers now, aren't the Packers? I don't know if they're actually publicly traded. I know they issue stock. And most of it's I've seen the Packers shares before. Basically, it's to put on your wall as a, you know, as a poster. But, yeah.
Manchester United, M-A-N-U, I think, is the soccer team. So,
right.
Yeah, all right. So the Braves, you know, I suppose they lost the All-Star game, obviously, after the Georgia changed their voting laws. The All-Star game went to Colorado, to Denver. But Atlanta comes back on the big stage, winning the World Series. So not a good thing for Rob Manfred and the management at the MLB, Major League Baseball. But Atlanta, congratulations on their pitcher, Max Fried, former Padre, high draft choice, one of our star prospects, winning Game 6 of the World Series.
Yes.
The stock of the day yesterday, this is getting nuts. You were getting a lot of stuff that's nuts. I'm not saying that we're getting near a top here, but there's definitely some stuff that's very disturbing for me because it reminds me of what went on in 2000. Yesterday it was Avis Budget Group, symbol CAR, which began the day at $190 per share. And by the time it got as high, the low was 173. The high was 545.
Yeah.
We're talking billions of dollars. I mean, it got up to like $30 billion in market cap. It's right now at $20 billion in market cap. But it made a 185% move yesterday. And this is part of that meme stuff. It's a heavily shorted stock, you see. 25 million shares are in the hands of the shorts who got clobbered yesterday.
Yeah, 28% of the float.
Yeah, and it moved the Russell 2000 all by itself, right? And it also moved the transportation index to a new all-time high yesterday. And it's just crazy what's going on. Now, why did it go up like that? Because it's adding more electric cars to its fleet. So this reminds me very much of the dot-com bubble, very much so. And I would say, you know, the bubbles that are developing here, not developing, the bubbles that are in place right now, Bitcoin and digital currencies and the electric vehicle sector, they're bubbles. I'm going to call it what it is. If Tesla ain't a bubble, I don't know what it is. And if Bitcoin is not a bubble, and the other digital currencies, I don't know what it is. But, you know, at the same time, these things are being played. Avis Budget stock propels the Dow Transports 2,000 points yesterday. Just that stock alone to an all-time high. Now, today, it was Bed Bath & Beyond this morning. It was up 85%. Why? Because they're going to do a $1 billion buyback. Okay, that is not exactly news that should move the stock more than 1 or 2% one way or another. It was up 85%. It also has heavy short interest. A lot of folks believe that Bed Bath & Beyond cannot survive this online world and heavily shorted. Now, Bed Bath & Beyond has settled back quite a bit. Right now, I think it's up about 30%. Yeah, it's up 24%. It was up 85%. These are huge moves being made on really insignificant news. And yes, I was there in 2000 and I saw similar stuff going on. Now, let's go over to the digital currencies. Did you buy any Squid Game tokens? Did your kids buy any of those, Barry?
I did not.
Missed out on that one?
We had to end up watching it just because everywhere, whether it was financial news or, you know, friends, people talked about it. So it's like we just got to go through. We got to watch it. But no currency, no, and the kids aren't. It's not for the kids either. So
no. Okay. On October 26, the Squid Game tokens were a penny. They went to $2,856 on Monday morning before crashing all the way back to below a penny. Where's Elizabeth Warren when we need her? Huh? Where's the SEC when we need them? From 1 cent to $2,856 and then back to under a penny. Now, somebody You know, congratulations to the person that sold at 2,856. And my sympathy, my condolences to the person that bought at 2,856. Right. Yeah. And now this token doesn't even trade anymore. This is not good. And, of course, Shiba Inu is named after a puppy dog. Tell me this isn't a bubble. All right. Well, you know what? Australia is going to, or they did announce a taper. And a lot of people think that that portends what the Fed is going to do. I agree. I think the Fed will announce a taper. And Barry leans more towards they will announce a taper down the road a bit. We'll see. Today's the day. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Keit. We'll be right back. Back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show with Dow down 105, Bitcoin down 952, the S&P down 7 right now, and the NASDAQ up 6 right now, just went positive, and yesterday we saw new all-time highs across the board. I would call the stocks of the day today on the upside iRhythm, I-R-T-C, which makes wearable medical devices for measuring the rhythm, I believe, of your heart. And it had to do with being reimbursed, I think, by Medicare. Yeah, Medicare reimbursement rates. It's surging today on that news. It's up 43%. The other, so I'm not seeing a meme stock up 350% yet here. Yet. The other big winner today, Bed Bath & Beyond, I'm going to call it up 28%. I'm going to call the loser of the day Zillow. Zillow Group. You know, I think Zillow's got to be hurt by, there's not a lot of inventory, okay, out there. And they had a kind of a flipping service.
They got overextended on that service.
They got overextended, and they had to sell 7,000 homes. Yeah, now that stock is the big loser on the day, down about 20%. So no real big losers. And there's not a lot of real big movers one way or another here today. Now we did get, I guess this is jobs week, right? If we're getting the ADP jobs today at 571,000 versus 400, a lot of times there's, you know, there's a big difference between what the ADP comes in at and the actual non-farm payrolls comes in at. The non-farm payrolls, I guess, is this Friday, right, Barry?
Yeah, I believe it is. I've been stuck on, I've been kind of stuck on the Fed info. But yeah, usually that comes out, you know, 2 days prior to the one on Friday. And I think what one's gonna, you know, one has, you know, your private employers, you know, the other one includes, you know, actual government, employers, and the governments are one of the largest employers, you know, in America, probably in the world. And so, you know, that's where you can get a big divergence sometimes between, you know, the ADP number today. And then the Friday, you know, big full jobs report.
If we go to a month ago, the jobs report was horrible. It was dismal. So we'll see. they need a little shot in the arm because we've had some pretty bad reports. And, you know, obviously America spoke last night in Virginia and New Jersey. So definitely need a little shot in the arm for the Democrats because they've had a lot of bad news here recently.
The ISM services number came in pretty well, at least from a survey. You know, so I think the ISM services was up 4% or 4 points over came in pretty well above consensus at 66.7 versus 61.9. And so that tells you that, you know, things are opening up. People are getting a little more confident, right, in terms of going out and about, because we can all buy stuff from our home nowadays, right? But, you know, going out and getting services, that's, you know, you a lot of times you got to go get those. So it's a good sign.
Yeah, and services definitely stronger than manufacturing right now because of all the supply chain issues. Now, the ECB said, hey, we're not going to be raising rates anytime soon. And they're keeping their buying of assets in place. So they remain very loose while Australia tightens a little bit. And we're going to find out what the U.S. Is up to. At least we're going to get an update on the taper talk. And I think that's probably the reason why the market's a little soft. And it hit new all-time highs yesterday. Okay, we got to move to the metaverse. I think our new coming at you from the metaverse has got to – we got to add that somewhere. We need a new opening. Mine is pretty stale. We need a new opening. Coming to you from the deep underground of the metaverse, former Google CEO says, I'm still calling it Facebook, but metaverse promise is powerful, says Eric Schmidt. And, of course, it's official. Facebook has a new name, right, and a new symbol as of today.
Right, and our if you don't know it, our article released yesterday, so you'll we won't ruin the title, but take a look at it. It a little play to the name change there.
Yes, you need to go to Seeking Alpha, and I think we're on the front page as one of the top 10 trending articles. Maybe we were number 6
yeah,
or so.
Yeah, it's up there. 3 now. So
number 3 right now. Right. The metaverse. You know,
off.
That's you're going to hear more and more and more about the metaverse. Schmidt tells CNBC that the promise of the metaverse is very powerful. But, you know, it's not just Google talking it up. Microsoft yesterday talked up the metaverse. They're having a conference called the Ignite Conference. And the CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, spoke about the metaverse, which is in a – okay, now see if this helps at all. It's a term for an immersive virtual world where people can socialize, work, and play. It's being promoted mostly by Facebook, but Microsoft will be rolling out a version of its Teams chat and conferencing platform that includes digital avatars for users. So that's part of the metaverse, right? You take on a different identity. Correct? I mean, with
an
avatar?
Can be, I guess you can be whoever you want, right? Of course, the thing is, you got to have the, to me, it's always, you got to have the headset on, right? And so, like, even the stuff with Google Glass, right, and a lot of this other stuff over the years, like, you know, folks that, you know, that don't wear glasses, right, it's something, you know, it's hard to get people to put things, you know, over their eyes if they don't need it, right? And so, I, you know, that's
it's,
my only.
It sounds like, too, if I'm back in college, my avatar can go out on a date with her avatar and never leave the couch and never really meet each other. And we can go to Chipotle.
As long as Roblox doesn't, you know, that remember, I don't think we made it to the story because there's so much to talk about yesterday, but Roblox's, you know, site was down for a good bit over the weekend because of the Chipotle burrito thing in the metaverse, right?
Let's not forget Nike. Nike announces today that they prep to sell products in the metaverse. Do I have to buy shoes?
You have to buy clothes
avatars?
For your. You're going to have two lives now.
Avatars?
So you've got to. Yeah, you're going to have to buy avatar shoes, right? For your.
I buy little shoes for my avatar.
Yeah.
Can I run faster as an avatar? I suppose I can run as fast as I want to as an avatar, huh? Just set the speed.
Potentially, I wonder. We may have to they might have to exercise in the metaverse. I'm not sure, right?
Never get off the couch. So. J.P. Morgan will not allow prime brokerage clients to buy U.S. cannabis-related stocks. You know what? That's one of the biggest bust sectors of all time. I would say several years ago, when I was making the rounds doing workshops, I had more retirees ask me about cannabis stocks than anything else. And I said, no. It's all about earnings and earnings growth. I don't see it ever happening to this industry. And it has been a big, big bust. And J.P. Morgan now won't even allow the prime brokerage clients to buy U.S. cannabis-related stocks. Okay, when we come back, we got a lot of young little companies, hot deals going on here today that we'll talk about. Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. And the market does have that look of hold mode, right? It's in hold until we get further enlightenment. Dow down 90, NASDAQ up about 6. Interest rates holding steady there at about 1.56. Just not much happening until we get some more info from our friends at the Fed. Okay, there's a lot of individual stocks in the news. The first one was a big winner yesterday. It was up 60%. A recent SPAC, SBEA. What does SBEA? It's almost back down to where it was. It's traded 5.7 million shares so far today, which is 150 times normal volume. Well, they announced that it's going to be Black Rifle Coffee Company, which some people have heard of. They do a lot of advertising. It's like a former special. It was a Green Beret. Evan Hafer and other veterans formed Black Rifle Coffee Company. I've seen some billboards for them down south between here and Sarasota. SBEA, I'm just bringing that one to your attention because it was such a hot stock yesterday. And you know what? I'm seeing a big increase once again in IPOs coming out, and a lot of SPACs are coming forth again, which is also a sign of frothiness. You know, it's like get it before it's gone on all of these. There's so much money. I think, Barry, that there's just a lot of demand right now, a lot of demand. There's no other game in town, really, other than the coins. And there's a lot of demand chasing stocks, and there's a lot of demand for new deals, right?
Right.
And it's
a lot of money chasing.
It's
a lot of, there's, you're penalized if you're sitting in cash, especially with, especially with the inflation expectations and the inflation we've seen. You know, so it's in part of reflating economies, right, is central banks or, try to force folks into risky assets, right, because you want to reinflate the economy, and that's essentially what's happening, and then that's how you create sometimes, the worry is you create those boom and bust cycles, potentially.
Yes.
And but they have a great logo. I like their Black Rifle logo.
Isn't it a helmet?
Fantastic. Well, it's a sight. It's if you're looking down the the sight of a rifle, and then it has some lettering. It's a catchy looking logo in my book. But
okay, so that one's SBEA. DoorDash. Okay, DoorDash is becoming kind of it's a dedicated delivery company, and obviously they've made their name delivering restaurant food, especially during the pandemic. Their sales boomed. DoorDash is a $68 billion company now. $68 billion company. And, their sales over the last four quarters up 268%, 226%, 198%. That's the stuff dreams are made of, but they haven't turned a profit yet. They definitely have the sales going on, growth, very strong momentum, but they announced a deal where they're going to deliver Ulta Beauty products. Well, okay. You know what? I mean, get that smoked brisket burrito from Chipotle, and while they're at it, have them pick up some, Ulta Beauty products and deliver it right to your door. But, they get a little piece of the action. Of course, you're going to have to pay for this delivery, right? It's not free. But is anybody going to go to the store? Can't I just send my avatar
right.
and get it?
Or have somebody else bring it to the door, right? If I don't know. I guess you don't. Do you need makeup on demand? I'm not.
I don't know. I guess so.
I've got a face for radio, so I don't need the makeup. But of course,
Ulta's been a very good stock over the years.
We've owned it. We've owned it off and on in the past.
It's currently ranked at about 450, 500, somewhere in there. Okay, now we talk about Plug a lot. Fuel cell, which has been going wild here recently once again. It's ranked number one or number two in the app right now. I mean, you can't put a valuation on it because there's no earnings yet. There's sales, but there's no earnings yet. And it's purely on momentum. I mean, it's one of the very strongest stocks in the market. But let's not forget their competitor who signed a deal with Exxon for a carbon capture development deal. That's fuel cell energy. And, of course, Elon Musk is notorious or famous for calling it, just the whole industry itself is fuel cell energy. He looked into all the alternatives, obviously, for Tesla to drive those cars and never really saw any future in the hydrogen fuel cells. And I know Ford and GM spent a lot of money with fuel cell energy trying to develop it for the automotive industry. It never really did anything. On a split adjusted basis, fuel cell was $683 a share in 2014, and now it's $9 a share. But getting new life here with ExxonMobil joining up with them for a carbon capture. This is all part of the global warming thing. Another hot area of the market, I saw yesterday that the Global X Lithium and Battery ETF, LIT, L-I-T, hit a new high. And I can tell you that we featured SQM on the show yesterday. Did you see that move in SQM yesterday?
Right, yeah. To me, they're just an interesting play because I like the fact that they're diversified across a number of the things, like you said, mentioning parts of it for fertilizer, parts of it for lithium, right, and everything, and a lot of things in between. And so it's a very interesting play to me. It's certainly one that's been up on our radar. I think in the rankings, it's been either top five for a period of for an extended.
It was number 94 back in August out of 5,900, and it has a lot of lithium. Now you have political risk. Chile,
very true,
has got some leftist guerrillas running around. They're down there in the jungle and whatnot. They take over the government from time to time and want a new deal, with the companies. They want a bigger piece. But that was a massive breakout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it got up above 60. I mean, I think it would have hit. I think it's an all-time. I think it would have hit an all-time high for the.
I think 64.
It's pretty 64 close,
back in 2018. Then it got cleared down to 15. But now with the electric vehicle craze, I think it's going to be not as volatile as it was. And, the other one, too, in that same industry is Albemarle, ALB. That hit a new all-time high yesterday, and you don't have the political risk. Well, Charlotte, North Carolina has been known to have some gorillas running around in the
they've lost an all-star game in the low country, too, by the way. I think they lost a basketball all-star game at one time.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina is where Albemarle is, and there is lithium in North Carolina. Albemarle is the $30 billion company, and it pays it's diversified too. It does chemicals for refining in the oil patch and for consumer electronics and other, and it has a dividend yield just under 1%. But the pride of Charlotte, Albemarle, has been a really good stock. Let's just check in on Tesla today because it's also part of that battery lithium index. 1,177. It's only 1.2 billion trillion today. 1.2 trillion.
Went from and 1 trillion to 1.2 trillion real fast.
Yes, really fast. It added on 200 billion. It added on three Ford Motor Companies in just a matter of days. No, there's no froth going around right now at all, but there is froth, and it's in the EV space. It's in the coin space. And then, of course, these meme stocks like Avis Car yesterday, a little bit of Bed Bath & Beyond today. What will it be tomorrow? And, of course, we talked about Zillow. They missed by $1.12. I think, you know, there's a lot more competition now, and you've got there's not a lot of inventory. When I talk to real estate agents that I know that do that for a living, their biggest complaint is there's very little inventory out there. Okay, and then one more on the news scene. This one just went public. This is a hot sector right now, logistics, transportation, logistics. Look at GXO, which went public at the beginning of August at about 50. It's already 94. They provide logistics solutions, and they reported a very good report, and they lifted guidance. If that's not enough, I got about two or three more when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back.
You got to go where you want to go.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show, coming at you from the Metaverse, the avatar of Bill Gunderson behind the microphones and with the binocular. What do you call those? Ocular?
Oculus. Yeah.
Yeah. Oculus on.
My 15 and, our 15-year-old turned me on to those, so we got that for him. I don't know. He threw some of his own money in. We got it for him a few months ago, and so. It actually helped along a little bit when we wrote the first Facebook article a few months ago. So
and the avatar,
we'll give a shout out to him on that.
Barry Kite joining us here today. Okay, you know, I don't know what's going on with the Russell 2000, but it's all of a sudden there's a big spike in the Russell 2000. I'm sure it's a stock. I don't know which one it is, but something's moving it. But the ones that jump off the page here for me today. Number one, and this is not in any particular order. Uranium continues to be red hot. And UEC, Uranium Energy, is a fresh breakout. You see that chart there today? It's up 9% on double its normal volume. I am a breakout buyer. I'm not a guy that likes to buy a stock that's breaking down below its support level. You know, those are the contrarians of the world. Those are the people that kind of walk around with frowny faces and, you know, they're grumpy and they like to buy stuff that's out of favor. And it continues to be out of favor. And it just keeps getting more and more out of favor and they keep buying more. I've seen people
value
like that.
Value trap.
I've known people like that a lot over the years, and I call them value traps. They're convinced that it's a good deal, like Bear Stearns was and Lehman Brothers was back in 08 and 09. That's not me. I'd rather have something that's moving in the right direction, breaking out, and fresh energy, all right? Uranium Energy, UEC, is doing just that today, a fresh breakout there. We've been talking about the uranium stocks for a while here. And then another one here is one of our stocks, Dick's Sporting. Now, we're at the opposite end of the spectrum. We go from nuclear reactors and nuclear bombs to Dick's Sporting Goods, softballs, golf
lacrosse,
balls.
Lacrosse stuff.
Yes, Dick's Sporting Goods is having a good day. I think they reported earnings. I didn't see their earnings.
Yeah, report. No, actually they announced they popped up on my radar. They announced a deal partnership with Nike connected info, which is very good for them. You know, any of those retail names that can begin to translate over to online, right? It's, you know, it's you know, you get it, that's what they need to do to survive, and so you know, that helps, certainly helping them with that. So,
and Dick's is really the only game in town these days, other than a few others, Big Five and Academy Sports. Dick's, their latest earnings report, their sales were up 21%. And their earnings were up 58%. But, you know, okay, so let's talk about a value trap here. This stock currently has a P.E. ratio of 9. You're not going to find a lot of single-digit stocks out there under 10. And here you've got a company that's been growing by 19% per year. Dick's is currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. It has been a little bit soft, the stock, lately. I mean, not that soft, just sideways. For us, soft is kind of sideways, you know. Dick's is ranked number 274 out of 50. We're almost at 6,000 now. 294 out of almost 6,000 DKS.
And pretty, it's solid having for a retailer.
That's, yeah. I mean, this is one of the survivors. You know, there's a handful. Lululemon is one of the most powerful retail stocks out there. Dick's Sporting Goods is pretty strong. I mean, it's doubled since March of this year. The stock has doubled. And, of course, Ulta Beauty is one of the survivors. And then you've got the hanger-oners at GameStop.
I thought
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, I thought Bed Bath was hanging on, and then of course, like you said, they had a bump. And, you know, one good interesting note about Dick's, and they could actually benefit from some meme type action. I mean, their short interest is 18%. So there's, you know,
well,
there's a lot of bets against it.
Why don't the meme guys jump on board?
That.
I'd love
Let's
it.
Do it.
I'd love to see them run this stock. There's 854 Dick's Sporting Goods, and one about 3-4 miles from me.
Oh yeah,
and I do go in there from time to time. They have a nice fishing department. I don't really get to any other department. I head right for the fishing department. Blow right through the sports tennis shoes and tennis and things like that. I don't have time for that. You know, I'm looking at stock charts. And so Dick's. And then the third one here is a little one that we own, Identiv, INVE, in the emerging growth portfolio. That's a small one. That's $498 million. But they're in the cybersecurity business. They develop hardware and software that enables secure access to digital content in PCs, networks, email, login, so you don't go into some site that's going to steal all your information and that kind of thing. And it's had some pretty good steady growth, and they had a blowout quarter here. Their earnings were 9 cents versus 1 cent last year. That's growth of 800% in earnings and year over year. INVE, it's on the small side, but breaking out to a new all-time high. You know, this is the show that it pays to listen. I've had people write to me, I've made more money just listening to your show and, you know, doing this. Now, you're on your own, obviously. I just give my observations here. As a guy who looks at thousands, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds daily, and select, you know, just those few that stick out to me. And so anyways, well, look, a lot of people don't have time to manage their own money. They've got other things to do. That's where we come in. We're fee-based managers. We charge a reasonable fee for the amount of work that we do. We're active, not passive, but we're not overactive by any means. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. We've taken on a lot of new clients here recently. It's keeping me busy putting that money to work, and I just sent a message out to all my live trading subscribers. Get ready for several new buys today, several that I have lined up. GundersonCapital.com. You can get the newsletter, 2 free weeks, or you can call us for a review at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.